7-foot dragon and a 4-foot boy. The boy has a weapon, but it's only a toy. The dragon is big and mean and scary. The boy has the advantage, dragon is imaginary. The dragon says, boy, I'm gonna eat you up. The boy pulls out his paper cup. The dragon says, what you gonna do with that? The boy says, it's my magic hat.
Can you believe?
Imagine.
Can you believe?
Imagine.
That
can
you believe?
Imagination. Where it's at.
Imagination's where it's at.
Tell me, can you believe?
Imagine.
Tell me, can you believe?
Imagine.
Tell me, can you believe?
Imagination's where it's at.
The boy put the cup on top of his head. The dragon started laughing and his face turned red. Tied him up and covered his snout with a paper cup. The dragon said,
hey, let me go.
The boy said,
how about no?
The moral of the story is a big sensation. Watch out for little boys with a big imagination.
Can you believe?
Imagine.
Can you believe?
Imagine that.
Can you believe?
Imagination's
where it's at.
Tell me, can you believe?
Imagine.
Tell me, can you believe?
Imagine that.
Tell me, can you believe?
Imagination's where it's at.
Mm-hmm.